Fine, we'll move off Kuf Tzadik Beis, finishing up. The Ramah discusses in terms of Chuvas Nida. So sometimes in terms of Chuvas Nida, there's a shail in the Gemara and Subas about if you have a Chuppah not ready to be, what the Lach is going to be. I think this Rambam is not so happy about having a Chuvas Nida on the Shem when it's a Benigeya. It's not handling copy of the Masuah, it's handling copy of the Dinim. And the Svaradim Lemaisa are much more machim in terms of Stamil, that's on Halacha Chuvas Nida, a little more machim than Ashkenazim. Lemaisa, either way, no one really wants a Chuvas Nida, and it's definitely something which people are trying not to do. So, again, in terms of taking pills, so there are, I guess, two schools of course, Benegay taking pills. There are some more anti pills, and they say pills messes the persons up, the system, and makes they tend to be asking for a very long time afterwards. And therefore, there are some which recommend not taking pills. Others say that pills are fine, they're good, and they just do it properly with proper medical guidance, and no reason why it should be messed up, and it should be fine, and it should be say there at Gamra. Definitely, as time goes along, people are becoming more pro taking pills, just because the medical field moves on and things get better as time goes along. And, what was relevant, if you quote me a tshuva, something from the Chazon Ish, what his opinion on the matter was, is totally irrelevant, because he was nifted in the 1950s. So, if the Chazon Ish was against pills, I have no idea, but, it wouldn't, because it messes up our system, and it's not whatever, could be that was 70 years ago, so a lot of Dafka, that would be so relevant, and, therefore, as time goes along, people are more pro it, and I'll come on, those are the two schools of thoughts when you get taking pills before the chasana. If you have a chuvas nida, so we mentioned in the second of achakas, that is a likuach. Do you have to worry about achakas? You don't have to worry about achakas. The shaila is the whole part is dibei gaspa. If a chuvas nida really wasn't dibei gaspa, maybe you shouldn't have to worry about it. You shouldn't have to worry about achakas. I know there's so much haritz and Shabbos. That's not like that. The mice, the minhag olam is yes to be machmer on a chakas on a chuppas nida, but in terms of giving the ring, so there's a maril brought down in Beharit of an Ebenezer, which says along the lines of that, before you give the ring, you're not really married yet, so therefore you're able to give her the ring, and then once after you give her the ring, then now you're married, so therefore the actual giving the ring is not a problem, and the place would like you not to touch her. I'm not 1,000% sure why, what the issue of touching her. It's not the Gia Shalchiba. What the husband was? Why he said not to touch her?
Why
he shouldn't touch her? Yeah, I'm saying. It's not the Gia Shalchiba. You're trying not to touch her, whatever. But say it. Okay, they like you're trying not to touch her. There's the eight, like you put your finger up, and she puts her finger up, and then he slides it down. And that's how. Copy, give me the ksuba. So you should not give the ksuba. Let them, Sadak, you shouldn't give the ksuba. And you don't go ahead and do it separately. Work upon him. One thing is definitely negayis. The Gemara says that if you had a chuvas nida, so then it's going to be a ser yichud. Why is it going to be a ser yichud? Being that we're worried about yitzri katafka, and therefore there's the Gemara Ksuba says that in a matzav of chuvas nida, then there's going to be a ser yichud. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, Hu Yashem ben Anashim, he Yishana ben Anashim. He sleeps by the men, and he sleeps by the ladies. How many shemim do you need? So the lesson is Hu Yashem ben Anashim, he Yashem ben Anashim. What does that sound like? So she does arrive. It is Hu Yashem ben Anashim, he Yashem is. You have to have two for each. Which that's going to mean that how many are you going to have four shemir. Now this is a chumrah which we don't find limotzino by another yichud that we have so much at least in the Ashkenazi world, it's not world, maybe we do have such chumras by yichud, but even Sephardi world usually not, but like upon them that you have to have one in four. That's something which is general, not it's a much more chumradik yichud on one hand. On the other hand, Zog the Ravid, that maybe at night you need four, but the day you don't need any shmirah. Why? He says, because it's not darkei to do during the day. It's hours more at night. It's not darkei during the day. And if at night you eat E4, and day you're not going to need any shmir at all. So, as we see, on one hand, this yichud is more chomer, and on one hand, it's going to be more calm in the world of the ripe. Day you don't need anything, and night you're going to have to need four. And it's one hand much more chomer, on one hand, it's much more calm. So that's the Shita Sarayva. The Shita Sarayva says that he's not Gersh, who Yashan ben Anashim, Yashan ben Anashim. The Rav says, you have to have both. The Rosh says, oi, either one. Either him with the men, and her with the Nashim.
One or two.
I'm saying, you don't have to have both. You don't have to have both. One of the two is going to be enough, and therefore you're not going to have to have four. And either one's going to be okay. But it's one or two. I mean, the way the Ramah brings down, it's obviously Shemesh, Rakubi, and Hashem, and Hashem, and Shemirah. Now, in the Etzem Rush, I think Hashem, like Katana was, if I'm not correct. It sounds like the Rush is more likely they only have to have one. I mean, not there. Do we have a mic cut over there for a second? In the Etzem Rush, it sounded more like a Rush in my Kadran or Rush in Yvamis, that you only need one. You're not going to have to have four. You're not going to have to have four. You're only going to have to have one. Second, the Kru the Rush argues on, there's no between day and night. Whatever you have to have, there's no Chalikin B'yam and Malayla, and you have to have Shmir B'yam and Malayla. So it comes out there, two Machlikas. One is what you need. Two. Who? Ben Hashem, Ben Hashem, you have to have both. That's Machlokes number one. Rosh is Geres, Oy. Rav is Geres, you have to have both. That's Machlokes number one. Machlokes number two is the Chilek in 9 days. Rav holds that during the day there is no Din Shmira, Mashiach, and the Rosh holds that there's no Chilek in day and night, and you have to have Shmira, Bim, 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 Bim. How do we paskin? So, the Ramah brings any Hashem also listening might be Yoin coming the light of Yitzchak which stays Shmiras like Kubin Hashem and Hashem. You have to have two Shemim. You don't have two Shemim. You have to have Hu Ben Hashem and Hu Ben Hashem. The enemy is sending Mechidah Echid. If you're not in one room, ain't Tzach Shmira. Tzach Shmira. If you're not in one room, you only one Shmira. I got what does it mean not in one room? So, the Lashon of one room over here means, if you look at Makar Davar, it doesn't mean rooms. You can't have two rooms in the same house. It means one house. In the olden days, the house was all one room. That was the Metzias was. The Bais was, Kol HaBais Kedal Amistam, for those of you who are startling Mishnah Berurah. So, no one wants any red lights over here. Kol HaBais Kedal Amistam, which Mishnah Berurah brings down again, Nigel Vassar. So they're also there. Obviously, it doesn't mean Bais, it means Cheder. In the olden days, the Bais and Cheder were the only had one room in the house. That was the Metzias. I once sent a shout out to Yashiv that the Shaila was that Benegea, so there must be a Reish Ayin Hei, that you're not allowed to do a Dover Mavuza in front of Neiris, Shabbos. So Shaila was, if somebody goes to a hotel, so in terms of Lugas and Shabbos, what does one do? Or should I get to see my wife in the hospital? So basically, what do they light? They just give you a place, a nurse's station to light in, basically. Just in the middle of nowhere, you can light in a nurse's station. If you light over there, it is like the Shema Zalman, it'll be a bracha levatala, because halakas nes Shabbos, you have to have one of two things. You have to have either the makam achila, the suda Shabbos, oinik Shabbos, lashon Rashi, thesis, but makam suda, it's oinik Shabbos, kavet Shabbos, that's one place you have to have. One oifen, you have to have the chiv of halakas neres. The second oifen achiv is al shalom bayis. Shalom bayis means that in a place where you're going, in order you shouldn't trip, that there should be shalom bayis. In order to be shalom bayis, has to be your house, your area, the place which is your achrayis, not somebody else's achrayis. So the Magen brings down, if you buy somebody else's house, and you light it in the living room, out shalom bayis, that's no good for you, because it's not your achrayis, that's really the achrayis of the person, the bala bayis. So therefore, if you're in a hospital, in a hotel, and they just give you a place, a random place to light in the lobby, or in the nurse's station, it's not your makam achila, and it's not your makam shena. It's not in your room, therefore you're not able to go out of Kisneris over there. And if you do, no, it's no good. So the question is, can you light, so Elmai, what's the, so you want to light in your room. Now, lighting your room, They don't let you lie in your room, the hotels, right? I'm getting very off tangent over here. Okay, back to Nida. Anyhow.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, so anyhow, so as you're just 100 times, so I just bored, right? Okay. You're enough times on the show, what? Well, Kapanim, like a lady once called me up that her, Hanukkah, her husband said that she went to the window lights, just two different windows, and you have to light both, which windows should she be lighting? I said, who said you're allowed to light in the window if the hotel doesn't let? She said, her husband said no one can stop her from doing a mitzvah. That's what she said. Stark Ashkafa, right? But I said that. It, what? What did I say? Well, Kapanim. What I saw. Kapanim. So, but the passage is that if you light in the window, you're not going to be right to the mitzvah. It's probably mitzvah of Avera. The Makbah, they shouldn't be lighting there. It's a Dini Chesh Mishpat is Gazel. You're not going to be right. Anyhow, I go in the shower, but you can light in the bathroom or not. So, what's the shayna? Do double moves in front of the bathroom. You're not doing the vision for the neighbors. If you're lying in the bathroom, if you like turn on the electricity in the bathroom, you're going to the bathroom over there. Is that a problem with the vision in front of the neighbors? So anyhow, the Yash is sent back, as through his Talmud, like Rav David. So the Yash said that, yeah, in the olden days, like, what do you think they did? The house is all one room. Like, what do you do? You change a diaper. And of course, they... You know, it just means kafi have sharik, and if you know if you don't have a choice, then you know he said it'll be okay. Anyhow, where are we now? Back to Nida. What are we talking about? Well, one room of Yuchad. Yeah, sorry. So anyhow, over here in one room of Yuchad, basically has to be that. Sorry, I apologize about that. In terms of one room of Yuchad, it has to be if it's a one house one. If a kid is in one house, it's a problem. If it's two houses, it's going to be okay. Yeshem and I need two shemirs to be on the lilum mutar the sachid. So that's the shita. What's the minhag? Katan eitz a chasim, katan eitz a kala. The Ramah is a very interesting pshara, which is a little bit like nobody. The minhag is to take a night, we do two, not four. One katan eitz a chasim, one katan eitz a kala. Which is a little bit, right? And the day, we take one. Which is like really an interesting pshara of being all the shitas, right? The Rambam, you need four or none. The Rush, Kipshuta Yal, you need one and one. Or if you're on the Rush, means doesn't mean one and one, it means two and two. Now the Ramah is a very interesting pshara. And you see, you take the katan, it's a lachasim, the katan, it's a kala, and you see, yeah, the katan, but like that. Kitsa, that is the minik. Practically, what people do is, if it's a chubas nida, what they do is they have them sleep by the parents or the in-laws house, or either way, it's one, I know, ach, whatever. And they just leave the door open. And by the time they're open, then that's the
bedroom.
What? The door of the bedroom, they leave open. They sleep together, they leave the door of the bedroom open, and wide open. And like that, that's like having two shaymen.
And nobody else leaves the door open?
There's no one
else. I was saying, this door being open.
What?
I thought having two shaymen is a couple.
What do you say?
I'm saying they're upstairs, downstairs.
The door is wide open. Not that you can't get... They're in the same house and the same whatever, not in a private...
I don't mean private, that they can't get there.
No, that's close by, whatever, you know. And they leave the door wide open. And, you know, that practically, that's...
That would work in real Hilchus Yichud also? Such a setup?
Or what?
A man with, I'm saying, like, an Ishah Zish, that setup
works for you? If there are two Shemim, you know, it's at night, you can
upstairs,
have to...
Downstairs, the whole night, they're sleeping with the door open.
At night, it says you have to have, you know, it's during the stomach regular day, you have to have one shemer, at night, you have to have two shemer. You have to have two shemer at night. So you have two shemer, yeah. So if you have two shemer, so the question is if you have two shemer, you have one, a husband and wife would be one shemer. That would only be one shemer, right? That would be one, what? No, if you, let's say you want to have two couples. I mean, okay, it's not, yeah, if you want to have like, let's say a bachur, a seminary girl, and a and a married couple. So you want to chesed mitzvah nechus yichud. So one second. Whatever. I can relax. Saying in terms of regular nechus yichud. So if you have the bachur and the seminary girl and a couple, so the wife, you have the husband being mishamerim, so she's a shomer, and then. So you have one shomer, you have the wife, And you have two men. Yeah, so then in regular yichud that would work is you have two men and two ladies with two shemim. Yeah, that would work. Fine. What?
The people are sleeping upstairs. The parents are sleeping upstairs. There's couples in the basement. They know nobody's coming down the whole night because the parents went to sleep. It's after the chasna, and they're sleeping downstairs. It's so...
If the door is wide open, I'm saying...
Has to be wide open?
Why?
Now people can see you. There should be that people can see you.
What?
Fine. Fine. Now, in terms of what type of sermon do you need? What type of sermon do you need? So, the shaykh brings up the back that. Besides on the back, you have to be somebody who's Yidei Tambiya and Moisin Seledia. It has to be somebody who's they are the age where they're Yidei Tambiya and they're not Moisin Seledia. This says that when you get Shemim in Hechaz Yichud, so the klal is that in order for someone to be a Shemir, if you have a kid, you know, it's like probably the most like common, let's say, Yichud, like people don't know, is that if you're babysitting for your 3-year-old daughter and she has a friend. So that's Yichud. With the 3-year-old daughter. Yichud starts from 3. Yichud starts from 3. So, you know, that technically would be a problem. Till the... That'll be a problem. Then there's a klal that a kid is considered a shamer. When is a kid considered a shamer? It has to be Yidei Tambiya Vein Moisel Biya. That the age that they're young enough to know if something wrong happened. And not old enough that they would, you know, that they have the Yetzer. What is that age? So the person can have different variation in terms of what that age is. Some say the age is going to be 5, some say 6. It's depending on how aware the child is in terms of how spaced out and aware the child is of the surroundings. And, you know, that could range between 4, 5, 6, 7, whatever, depending on the situation. And they'll be considered a shaykh. So here also is like the shaykh pushing the back. That the kind of it can't be a 1-year-old baby, 2-year-old baby, has to be the day of time being immersed in the reveal that old enough that they that's old enough. So the Torah Shlomo says it's not a raya from regular Eben Ezer, from regular Yechasari. Dafka l'sach mishachar is also in Kain v'ktanish immersed in the reveal. Dafka with another ishas aser unless you have. The age a child is not most asked to be, the most asked to be us, the time asked to be a Christian nation. And can, even if you're the age that is most asked to be, that it's going to be mutter. Why? Because since you have Yishim Hashem Rasai, therefore it should be okay. There's something much to say there that even if the girl's old enough, let's say you take a 12-year-old girl, so maybe she's the age of already most asked to be, so the question is that going to be a shame right now? So normally, the Bach is saying, Shach is saying, it's not a Shemir Chazir. So, let's say during the day, you, your wife, and 12-year-old girl. Is that good enough? So, Zuck the Shach is no good, because maybe you have, just like you with two ladies that are going to be Asik, because you're Chazir Mifat to both of them, so Tavir should be the same thing. Zuck the Shlomo, no, Yish Lachalik, between a regular Yichud and here. A regular Yichud, that is the two femda ladies, so maybe you Mifat to both of them. Mashin, if your wife is there, your wife is be Mashamiyu. So therefore, we're not chayish. And even if it's the age of, even if it's all the age, Zaktish Shalmi wants to go ahead and be meikel because you don't have the chashash that you're being mifat to both of them because you have ishtei misham rasi. The Chumash Adashim discusses that. This halach is all in a situation where you did a chobas nida. Let's say it was a non-chobas nida, and afterwards she came tamei. What's going to be the halach? The yesha ma'isa tar, she's not so like bala, the person nida. If she was tar when it was bala, and afterwards the person nida, you only need shmir. Why? Because the whole shash over here is that batsam, there shouldn't be a shash over here, right? The only shash over here is because why? Because we say Yitzhak talk that there's a Yitzhara. If we see that they were married and didn't have Tashmish, we see it's not Yitzhak Katavka. If it's like Tashmish Tashmish, we see it's going to be Mote. Once we arrive from. When he's arriving to Sharmuad, that Sharmuad, we see that if Sharmuad, if the three times is not Ganech, we see that it's not Sharmuad anymore, and therefore you come. Therefore, so Tovia Zakta Taz any Nidam Laraya because Sharm Wood is not a Raya because over the other Psa Stam Sharm Bechasa Shimmer Kaimi, they're Bechasa Shomer. Elamai, if you do it three times, you're going out of the normalcy. If you see three times the Shar is not being Ganeach, so we see now he's back to being normal. Shinkain Zakta Taz, the normal stomius of the person is the person as the Yitzhara. Therefore, it's not going to be a Raya, the fact. That you didn't, you are, the fact that you were controlled yourself yesterday doesn't make you show yourself tomorrow, and therefore it's like the Taz and you need to do the right. The Shach says, no, it's not really true. The Shach says, Tan, Adam, but Chasis Kasher is kind of me, and therefore people are good, right? And therefore, if we see that the person was controlling themselves, then we see that you don't have to remark. Upon him, the Pesach of the Mar is Machmer Tavli Bracha. The Pesach of the Mar is Machmer Tavli Allah Bracha. Now, this is all the person didn't try. If the person's trying, it wasn't Matzliach, then that's not going to be Eitz over here. The whole story is, if they didn't try, they say, oh, okay, they took a talk about whatever reason they didn't try, whatever the story was. Machine game, if the person tried, it wasn't Matzliach, well, you're not getting to have this at this. Now, the Shai is going to be, in terms of if somebody's not Matzliach, which they say, I don't know the exact numbers, but they say about 50% of them are there for the first night, 50% aren't. What? What do you say? No. Not everyone is as efficient as you and everything. It's like, whatever. Some people take time. No, it takes time, people, on a lot of things, you know. What?
I think it's psychological in the head of most people nowadays that they say that they're not going to try first night. They can't try.
No, they tell Bolchatzin and the cat. No. They tell the Chassan and Kala because no one wants to be disappointed. They tell the Chassan and Kala because they don't want to have anyone disappointed. They say, whatever. Also, if you're lachim, when you're falachats, it doesn't work. If you're balachats, it doesn't work. And therefore, they tell you, you know, don't be balachats, it works, it doesn't work. The people who are balachats, they can take them a very long time, you know, and whatever. But Al Kapanim, what do you say, what? Yeah, so the kids are, so then they come out. If they're trying not to be Matzliach, then the Lach is going to be based on that. You're going to have to, it's going to be considered a Chuppas Nida. And therefore, that's, it should come out that according to all the days, you're going to have to be Machzik. Now, the Shaila is in terms of what do you, in terms of what point would we say already then that it's called the Ayat Hashem Bia and it's going to be okay. So, the Pashas La Lach are based on this Sagir, sure, what do you say? No, Pastors, what do you say? In other words, what would you need in order for it to not to be a Chuppas Nida? I mean, in order to be that, it's Mutter. You have to have Bia. What's Bia? It's like the Amshe Shlema. You have to have Gemara Bia. It says you have to have Gemara Bia. Kozman have Gemara Bia. It's like the Amshe Shlema. It's going to be Aser. Many of the Chazanish and many of the Piskis, my name, say that we find a Kol Torah Kula that Achnasas HaTorah is considered a. If it goes in, it's considered a bia. We find a klapeel and come out all dinim. It has the din of a bia, right? Whatever, saying, and it has a din of a bia, klapeel, all dinim. And therefore, they want to be mekel. If there was achnasa satara, then it's going to be a tam. Achnasa satara means that it went into the svasayim. It went in. Not just you touched the outside, it has to be the taka went in. And if a taka went in, so then a lot of them say that. I mean, they say the Yom Shem and the Gears are good, but it's mitzvah, parish, because mitzvah is the Gemara Bia, to finishing off, and that's what I'm in the Yom Shem. But they say that Betzim, if you went a little bit, then you have an Ara, then Betzim, it's going to be okay. But if it's just on the outside, no, but that's only if you didn't try. If you're trying every night, you weren't Matzliach, and it's a little Matchel, Ramah. The Ramah, some reason I didn't try. Why? Later. Where are we? Yeah, but Al Kapanim, if you take it, didn't really get in, then Echanami is going to be a problem. Now, The shaila is many times people are not matzliach, and what? And they don't get in. I mean, there are times we could take very long, by the way, not just long. I'll leave it at that. And the question is, so now are we gonna have to have? Are we going to have to have shemim for what do you say? Right, it might not be good for Shalom Bayis if you're in the parents' house, leaving the door open, letting them know, and you know, letting the shvigar know that things are not really working out. So, upon them, the mincha shleima. It's very nerve-wracking for parents to marry of children. You know, so you know, definitely is, you know, very nerve-wracking. And what do you say? No, they have to learn to stay out of everything. You know, some of them on the first kid or two, you know, they whatever, and they learn from the mistakes, and eventually, hopefully. But what do you say? Like what I was going to say, I'm not being the oldest child or whatever. You know, whatever. That was one of my. Jukes in the head, but Al Kapanim, what do I have to have all the growing pains? But Al Kapanim, no, it's because you have to have a shemir. So Shem Zalman said is the heter. The pastor says yeah. Baseline, you would say yeah, right? Why not? The pastor says okay, right? Shem Zalman said that if they had kirbusa for like 3 days, try many times kirbusa 3 days, so. Then the whole thing gets a katakva. You see, they were, you know, they were together and they had for a couple of days. For a couple of days, if they had it with that cloud, they have a couple of days. They have a couple of days with that cloud. They time it. They time it. And if they have for a couple of days, noigin lahakal. You know, in fact, this is it's a pretty big shatzat chak, and you know, noigin lahakal in that type of situation. What? No, I don't think that's Sahara. Fine. Let me get it down to Sulem. Anyone have the sheets over here? Fine. So then I discuss this Demin Chalukim Benigay.